Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
After 33 years in the military and 27 in law enforcement, Kay Hargis can now concentrate on his real passion, sharing lessons from history at the Ogden and Hill Air Force Base Museums.
If people want to learn, I want to share. I volunteer down here for the John Browning Firearms Museum. I felt very rewarded that I could learn, but also pass along that history. A lot of people do not know that John Browning invented everything right here in Ogden, Utah, just two blocks up the street. I like to tell the story about John Browning, and he actually invented the world's very, very first machine gun, and we have it in our museum here. Prior to World War I, he had gone to the government and asked if the government needed those, and they says, we don't need it. Well, World War I starts with Germany. Now the government comes back to John Browning and says, we'd like to talk to you. The total dollar figure the U.S. government was willing to pay John Browning, $12,700,000. This is in 1918. John Browning said, no, give me $750,000 and build all the ones you want. So he waived off of $12 million. His brother, Matt, says, why did you do that? And John Browning looked at his brother and he says, if you and I were 20 years younger, we'd be over there in the mud. He did it for our boys. Now, if you go out to the Hill Air Force Base, all the World War II aircraft, you look up, and they're all Browning machine guns there. Had a lady one time say, you could have done a wonderful job with making these papier-mâché airplanes. And I said, no, these are the real things. These all have a history. When you look at the military, there is one element that is required for everything, and that's petroleum. And if you can take out the fuels and the oils and the lubricants, the aircraft can't fly, the jeeps can't jeep, the tanks can't shoot. One of the saddest days of World War II was the Ploiești raid. They thought, if we can take out the oil fields at Ploiești, Romania, we can slow down or stop the German military. We can stop them. They put 1,000 aircraft in the air that day, each of those aircraft manned by a 10-man crew. They took out 10% of our airplanes, so 1,000 people went down one day on the Ploiești oil raid. In fact, we had a fellow named Walt Stewart. We just lost Walt here about a year ago. He lived down in Utah County down there. He was a pilot on the Ploiești oil raid. If the young people will listen, and you say, this is what your grandfather, your uncles, your father, some of your friends' fathers who never came home, they lived in this time period when we were defending the world, not just our country. We were defending the world against a tyranny and aggression.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.